detail because the confirmed deaths at the moment, that figure is at 12, are in a remote area of the country, just near the border with Guinea. One man who can help us is Moses Kortu. He's in a town called Koindo, and we voiced over this clip from him because of the poor line.
Some youth and community will refuse.
Some local leaders refused because they said it was cholera and diarrhea. The health team said, if it's cholera and diarrhea, then we need an isolation centre for these people. But some people refused to go to the isolation centres because when some took their relatives to Kenema for proper medication, they never came back. They died there and never saw their relatives again. So that was a concern. Since Saturday, 10 people have died, including 2 children, 6 in Fredu and 4 in the town of Kwendu. They were buried on Monday. The mood here is cool and quiet. People now believe that Ebola is here.
Well, let's talk with Walter Lorenzi from Médecins Sans Frontières, which is operating in Sierra Leone. But Walter's live with us from Brussels. Walter, a number of issues raised by that gentleman who's helping us report the story. He's saying at least 10 people just in his area have died. How many people do you think have lost their lives so far?
The problem is currently the spread of the disease. The spread of the disease is also caused because of a poor knowledge and poor acceptance of this disease. So now we see it as popping up in several locations. We are trying to respond and to support the Ministry of Health, but it's difficult because the acceptance of the disease is still not achieved. So we have to work on that.
So you're saying that a lot of people in Sierra Leone, or at least some people, just don't accept that Ebola is real?
Exactly. The problem is a major issue because the disease is very terrible. It's new in Western Africa, and people simply with traditional beliefs or limited education or the beliefs they have, they don't think that this disease will kill them. So we are setting up isolation wards. Ebola treatment centers in certain locations. If we don't stop the spread, it will be really scary because you cannot educate a large population in a very short time.
So an interesting point there. You can't educate a population in a very short period of time. So there are medical solutions and long-term education solutions as well when treating Ebola. Walter, thank you very much. Walter's from Médecins Sans Frontières. Now, we heard from Moses Kortu, who is helping us report this story. He's working with an organisation called On Our Radar, and we wanted to explain exactly how this works. So we invited Corin Fife to come in from On Our Radar to talk to us about how they get these reports from very remote places like the border between Guinea and Sierra Leone.
On Our Radar is a communications agency that works with marginalised communities, mostly in the developing world, but also in the UK. We predominantly use mobile phones, which enables us to connect with off-grid communities and receive reports from them about stories which the mainstream media would often miss out on.
So how do you identify a particular individual as someone you want as a contributor?
Normally we work with partner organisations in all of the countries that we operate in, so often we get recommendations. For example, we've worked with Len Cheshire Disability. A lot of our reporters in Sierra Leone have physical disabilities, but we also partner with different NGOs and other charities and things like that.
And how can you be sure the information that they're sharing with you and that people like us are considering using is reliable?
One of the principles we have is that, unlike a lot of other agencies that do citizen journalism, we make sure that someone from our core team has met every single person who submits reports to Radar. So we go out to the countries, we train them personally. We also have large networks in all the areas that we operate in, so it's quite easy for us to cross-reference between different reporters and collaborate reports. And then we also obviously have contacts with various different media organisations who can help with the verification process.
Over 5 million people follow BBC World on Twitter. Become one of them at BBC World.
But a few hours ago, I was on social media and lots of people were saying, look, there's a good news story from the Democrats.